Maya Angelou, Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta, and so many more.
In return for your donation, we will give you our Voices That Change the World USB drive with over 1,200 hours of the best of Pacifica's historic collection. Simply call 1-800-735-0230. Thank you and stay tuned for more great programming on this day to preserve the history of Pacifica Radio since 1949. I know you, and you can live without me. But when we come together, I know we're better.
Donating your car or boat is an excellent way to help KPFK stay alive and on air. All you have to do is call 877-KPFK-AUTO. That's 877-KPFK-AUTO, and we'll take care of everything.
Welcome to Sojourner Truth. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. As the nation seems split apart at the moment, today we focus on ways to heal, ways to fight back, strategies to unify on this special day and special hour to show our appreciation for the Pacifica Radio Archives, the largest source of archived audio tapes in these United States. Pacifica Radio Archives houses the people's history, the people's voices. It is indeed a treasure trove. I think it is the greatest audio collection of the people's history to be found anywhere. And the collection is particularly timely as it lays the basis for some of the fastest growing movements of today. Wednesday, December 4th, marks the anniversary of when the Dr. Martin Luther King announced the Poor People's Campaign, the first Poor People's Campaign. He did not live to see it to fruition, but today, in 40 states around the nation, the Poor People's Campaign has been revived and is one of the largest growing fusion movements across the United States. In order to move forward, it is important that we know our history. And I would like to welcome our listeners from around the country. KPFK 90.7 FM, home of the Pacifica Radio Archives. KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, California. WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston, Texas, WPFW 89.3 FM in Washington, D.C., and we welcome all of our listeners who are joining us online. What we are going to do now is we're going to give you a taste of what you will be hearing this hour as we're leading up to the anniversary of Martin Luther King's announcement of the Poor People's Campaign. You will hear the voice of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King speaking about love, something we all have to remember and keep in our hearts. That will be followed by the Reverend Jesse Jackson, I Am Somebody from 1968, and then we'll fast track to show how the history is leading to the movements of today with the voice of the Reverend William Barber, one of the joint coordinators of the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival. Let's go to those clips now.
When we talk about loving those who oppose you and those who seek to defeat you, the Greek language comes out with another word, and it calls it agape. And when we come to love on this level, we begin to love men not because they are likable, not because they do things that attract us, but because God loves them. And here we love the person who does the evil deed while hating the deed that the person does. And it is this type of love that stands at the center of the movement which we are trying to carry on in the Southland, agape. It is also impossible to understand the Montgomery movement without understanding a certain spiritual basis of the movement. It's impossible to understand it without seeing that nonviolence in the final analysis is based on a sort of faith in the future. Now, I'm quite aware of the fact that there are persons who believe firmly in nonviolence who are not theists, who do not believe in a personal God. But I think every person who believes in nonviolent resistance believes somehow that the universe, in some form, is on the side of justice, and that there is something unfolding in the universe, whether one speaks of it as an unconscious process, or whether one speaks of it as some unmoved mover, or whether someone speaks of it as a personal God. That is something in the universe that unfolds toward justice. And so in Montgomery, we felt somehow that as we struggled, we had cosmic companionship. And this was one of the things that kept the people together, the belief that the universe is on the side of justice. That is something in this universe which justifies Carlyle in saying, no lie can live forever.
I am somebody. You may not respect me, but I am somebody. Every man is my brother. That's what we live by in Resurrection City.
If we gonna have a breakthrough, not only are we gonna have to deal with racism, we're gonna have to challenge and address poverty. And notice I'm hooking these together, fusion. The day is over where we're going to get the black folk in one room and the white folk in another room and the Latino folk in another room and the gay folk in another room. That's called divide and conquer. There are 400 families in this country that make an average of $97,000 an hour. While we are arresting people who simply want 15 in a union. There are 62 million people in this country that work every day that make less than a living wage, $15 a union, and 54% of all African Americans make less than a living wage. There are 8 million more poor white people than there are black. 5 million more poor white people than there are Latino. There are 102 poor and working poor people in this country. 100 and what is that? 102 million. That's right. That's the PhD. She's making sure I don't miss my footnote. 102 million. And somebody better understand that poor white folk and poor Latinos and poor black folk, Asians, First Nation, better get together. Because if you're working and you don't have enough money to pay your light bill, we all black in the dark, so you better come on here.
All righty. And this is Margaret Prescott. That last voice you heard was the Reverend William Barber, who has picked up the mantle begun by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King almost 52 years ago on December 4th, 1967. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King announced the launch of the original Poor People's Campaign. And today, on the day that we are honoring and supporting the Pacifica Radio Archives, we are offering a thank you gift, the PRA, Pacifica Radio Archives, Voices That Change the World. It is 1,300 hours of content on a 64 gigabyte USB drive. The pledge level is $250. And we have a goal of $6,000 during this hour. And now we'll go to our news headlines. And this is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. And it is such an honor to do this special national broadcast as we support our treasure, the Pacifica Radio Archives. There is nothing like it in the United States. For those of you, by the way, who want to support the archives during this hour, please call us at 800-735-0230. That's 800-735-0230. Now, the Pacifica Radio Archives is considered by historians and scholars to be one of the oldest and most important audio collections in the world, chronicling the political, cultural, and artistic movements of the second half of the 20th century. Pacifica Radio programs include documentaries, performances, discussions, debates, drama, poetry readings, commentaries, and the radio arts. And today, you could have your own mini audio collection, the Pacifica Radio Archives, Voices That Changed the World. It is an incredible collection of over 1,300 hours of content. And the pledge level for that, by the way, it comes on a 64-gigabyte USB drive, just $250. That is incredible. I remember the days when to get those in the little box set was just thousands of dollars. And today, $250. Those of you who could order two and donate one to a school, making a special appeal to speak the truth to the youth, to have the youth know and absorb our history. And in this anthology, it includes Noam Chomsky, Mary Lou Williams, Allen Ginsberg, Howard Zinn, Audre Lorde, Arundhati Roy, and so many more. But today, we are focusing on the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the Reverend Ralph Abernathy, Coretta Scott King. Why? Because on Wednesday, December the 4th, is the anniversary, almost 52 years ago, on December 4th, 1967, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King announced the launch of the original Poor People's Campaign. Now that campaign has been revived, and I love to see that continuity of history, and it really shows the importance of the Pacifica Radio Archive. So we just need 24 of you calling us at 800-735-0230 to meet our goal of $6,000 for this hour. But I want to move on now because I want you to really get a sense of the amazing material. And the clip that I'm going to play now, and then we have sitting in studio Mark Torres, who is with the Pacifica Archives, Executive Director of the Archives, and we'll bring Mark in to comment. But Mark, what I want to do now is to have our listeners hear Martin Luther King talking about America has been backlashing for 300 years. Why is this important? Because right now, with the man in the White House, with the impeachment hearings, Donald Trump now across the pond in the UK, inserting himself into the UK election, but we could see the backlash on race and civil rights and voting rights happening right now, predicted by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Let's go to that clip right now.
On the Statue of Liberty, we read that America is the mother of exiles. But it doesn't take us long to realize that America has been the mother, in most instances, of its white exiles from Europe. It has never evinced that kind of maternal care and concern for its black exiles who were brought to this country in chains from Africa. And it is no wonder that in one of the sorrow songs of early days, the Negro could cry out, "Sometimes I feel like a motherless child." What we see is a constant moving forward, taking a step forward on the question of racial justice, and then taking a step backwards at the same time. In 1863, through the Emancipation Proclamation, the nation freed the Negro from the bondage of physical slavery. But the Negro was not given land to make that freedom meaningful. And we must never forget that at the same time, our nation was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that America was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor, while refusing to undergird its black peasants who were brought here in chains from Africa with the same kind of economic floor. Therefore, emancipation for the Negro was freedom to hunger. It was freedom to the winds and rains of heaven. It was freedom without bread to eat, without land to cultivate. It was freedom and famine at the same time. In 1875, the nation passed a civil rights bill and refused to enforce it. In 1964, the nation passed an even weaker civil rights bill, and even to this day, it has not been enforced in all of its dimensions. In 1954, the Supreme Court declared segregation unconstitutional in the public schools. And now we find ourselves 12 or 13 years later with less than 5% of the Negro students of the Deep South attending integrated schools. And if it continues at this pace, it will take another 97 years to integrate the public schools of the South. Suburban politicians talk eloquently against open housing and at the same time and in the same breath contend that they are not racist. All of these things reveal that the white backlash is nothing new. The fact is that America has been backlashing on the question of fundamental human rights for its black citizens for more than 300 years.
The number to call is 800-735-0230. A special day to support the Pacifica Radio Archives. You will hear the voice of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the voice of the Reverend Ralph Abernathy, who after Dr. King was assassinated, took up the mantle building towards the Poor People's Campaign. I need to see some phone lines going. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. I need some calls coming in from KPFK in Los Angeles, KPFA in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, WBAI New York City, KPFT in Houston, Texas, WPFW in Washington, D.C. We just need 24 people calling to meet our goal for this hour. And he taught you in that clip, you heard Martin Luther King talk about the difficulty of integrating schools in the South. Well, today, in places like New York City, in Los Angeles, in Washington, D.C., in major cities, there is a problem with segregated schools across this nation. Indeed, just yesterday, students at an elite school in New York City, they walked out and they went on strike demanding that their school be integrated. This is living history, but here's the deal. I want to hear from Mark Torres from the Pacifica Radio Archives because we have an incredible history stored, housed in the building of KPFK. And there are reel-to-reel tapes that will disintegrate unless you pick up the phone and call us at 800-735-0230. Mark Torres, the interim executive director of the Pacifica Radio Archives and our in-house historian. I always love to do these shows with you. You know how much I love the archives and appreciate the archives. So, Mark, tell us how many tapes do we have to save now?
Yeah, we have 50,000 that are yet to be digitized and archived. We have about 15,000 that we have digitized and archived thanks to your generous donations over the last 15 years. But we have a long road ahead of us. Just a few years ago, we found a Dr. Martin Luther King recording that was done in England just before he accepts his Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow.
It just said King 1964.
And nobody else has that.
Nobody else has it. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in the BBC. But Pacifica Radio had a foreign correspondent in London at that moment
with a reel-to-reel tape deck
Wow.
to record this speech, and we have it in its entirety. Who knows how many more treasures are left to be uncovered? So please, every donation you make will help us preserve another recording. $250 is the cost of transferring one of these tapes.
Wow.
That is what we are asking today. Every donation you make, every call you make, helps us preserve another tape. 1-800-735-0230 is the number. And we need 20 more people to call in this hour, Margaret.
We certainly do. And the thing about the new discovery of that Martin Luther King tape, everybody listening right now could have that. Imagine saving these voices for the next seven generations. 800-735-0230. Every pledge that you make will save one of these tapes, these precious, precious people's history. 800-735-0230. Another anniversary coming up. Of course, Rosa Parks, her voice is on this amazing thank you gift that's being offered today. 1,300 hours, voices that change the world. Please, if you can, get two of them. Call and pledge to get two of them. Please donate it to a school. And if you don't mind telling the phone answers which school you're going to donate it to, we would love to read some of those names. Again, that number is 800-735-0230. So, Mark, this is an incredible treasure trove. And what I'd actually like to do now, something that we rarely hear, that we rarely get a chance to play, the Reverend Ralph Abernathy, after Martin Luther King was assassinated, after he had announced the Poor People's Campaign. And it was Reverend Ralph Abernathy, that picked up the mantle and made sure that the Resurrection City and the Poor People's Campaign did indeed happen, you know, taking place in Washington, D.C. from May 12th to June 24th, 1968. And the movement climaxed on Juneteenth in 1968 in Washington, D.C., where an encampment named Resurrection City was established. And it was multiracial. It was people from all ages and generations, indigenous people, white, impoverished rural people from rural Kentucky, miners, welfare mothers. It was just an incredible, incredible time. Let us hear now from the Reverend Ralph Abernathy. You're not going to find this anywhere. You need to call us at 800-735-0230. And we need how many more calls we need? If 20 of you call right now, we could save 20 reel-to-reel tapes, and we will go a long way towards meeting our goal. Again, 800-735-0230. Let us hear now from the Reverend Ralph Abernathy.
5 years ago, upon the invitation of 10 organizations and 10 national civil rights leaders, we gathered in this very place. My dearest friend and closest associate, Martin Luther King Jr., told America plainly that she had defaulted on her promise to Black America for 200 years. Still, he had faith in our nation, and he asked all to share his dream of one America. 4 years ago, following the death of our beloved President John Fitzgerald Kennedy and a renewal of the fight in St. Augustine, Florida, Congress begrudgingly passed the Civil Rights Act, which began sweeping changes in America's Southland. But while it gave us a new confidence and dignity in the South,
It did very little or nothing for our brothers in the North. And we soon discovered that the promise of dignity without money enough to enjoy it was like smelling a T-bone steak broiling over parboiled frame and yet not being able to get a bite of it. We soon discovered that dignity did not open up the economy, and legislation had not softened the hearts nor cleared the minds of all men. Four little girls in a Sunday school class in the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, died at the hands of a mad bummer. So we resolved to make America face itself, to make America know what it was. And we moved on to Selma, Alabama. We attacked the question of power and the whole issue of disfranchisement of Black America. We met with some success in Selma as we moved across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. But it cost us the lives of Jimmie Lee Jackson, Reverend James Reeb, and Mrs. Viola Liuzzo. It did result in a magnificent voting rights bill which promised political reform and a share of the enormous power which had been accumulated by the Southern power structure through the systematic denial of Black voting rights and the tenacious alliance to one-party politics. 2 years ago began the unjust, immoral, and tragic escalation of the war in Vietnam, and with it, the disintegration of the Coalition of Conscience, which had given us that small measure of progress that shows a light in darkness, a beacon of hope to the downtrodden. This was sussed out by the onslaught of militarism at home and abroad. We were not satisfied, for the Civil Rights Act of 1965, which presented voting rights opportunities in over 900 counties, was implemented in fewer than 100. The poverty program, meager though it was completely captured by the politicians. And anything they could not take over, they cut back. The promise of a great society was burned to ashes by napalm in Vietnam, and we watched the Johnson administration perform the unwitting midwife task at the birth of a sick society.
A
All right. A very, very rare tape of the Reverend Ralph Abernathy. And this is connected with the first Poor People's Campaign. A lot of people think that part of the reason Martin Luther King was assassinated when he was, because he was bringing together anti-racism, anti-war, but also now with economic issues, with the call of the Poor People's Campaign. The number to call during this hour is 800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. It is a day. We have one day, the only day. The archives needs to raise $80,000 on this one day alone. We could save 80,000 tapes of the people's history. They're now on reel-to-reel tapes, and they need to be saved. The number to call is 800-735-0230. We need 21 more calls. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. We can do this one caller at a time. We have plenty of phone answers in there. We want to thank them for coming in and volunteering their time. It's $250 pledge. Please put it on a credit card. And you know what? With the holidays coming up, please pledge in someone's name and make this your Hanukkah gift, your Christmas gift, your Kwanzaa gift to someone. Again, that number is 800-735-0230. And you know what? With all of the stations, KPFK, KPFA, WBAI, KPFT, WPFW, if just four people from each of those signal areas call us at 800-735-0230, we'll make our goal. So for Southern California, can I get four people calling us right now? In New York City, can we get four people calling us right now? 800-735-0230. In Washington, D.C., WPFW listeners, just four people calling right now. Four of you calling from KPFT in Houston, Texas. I just can't believe it, given where we are in this country, given the growing inequality. Reverend Ralph Abernathy, Mark Torres, he just talked about the Civil Rights Act, and even after it was passed, it was immediately under attack. And now we have the U.S. Supreme Court gutting the heart of that Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, and the Civil Rights Act under attack with all of the rollbacks that we are seeing now under this administration. So people, this is what time it is. A lot of this, a lot of these voices, the voices and the history of the Reverend Ralph Abernathy, young people are not learning about him in school. They're not learning about Martin Luther King's call for the first Poor People's Campaign, focusing on income inequality. We need to speak the truth to the youth. And on this jump drive that we are offering today, 1,300 hours, a pledge level of $250, you will hear the voice of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King that you can't get anywhere else, by the way, some of it. Dick Gregory, Native American greats, John Trudell, W.E.B. Du Bois, Rosa Parks, Paul Robeson, Huey P. Newton, Malcolm X, Alice Walker, Angela Davis. Come on, people. Mark, we need some calls coming in at 800-735-0230. I'm so disappointed so far, because usually by now we would be more than halfway towards our goal, and we still need to raise another $5,400.
Okay, well, we're on in all five listening areas. We do this once a year. We go to the Pacifica airwaves because we hold the collection from all five Pacifica stations here in Los Angeles at KPFK, our flagship station in Berkeley, KPFA, our New York station, WBAI, our station in the Beltway, WPFW, in Washington, D.C., and Houston, Texas, at KPFT. We have 65,000 recordings from all of these stations.
Wow.
Going back to 1949, and we need your support right now to continue our work. Every $250 you donate lets us digitize and archive another program. Please get to those phones, 1-800-735-0230. Reverend Ralph Abernathy is an important part of our collection going back to 1960. I just listened to the first recording we have from him, and then we have him at Wrigley Field here in Los Angeles as he and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gathered the Hollywood stars to help fund their March on Washington. They were here in Los Angeles. Paul Newman was here. The point being is that we have a historical record of how to fight these forces. What we're dealing with today, we learned those lessons already, but how can we be at our best today without learning the lessons of the people who came before us? That is the value of these recordings, and that's why we implore you to get to the phones and call 1-800-735-0230 and donate $250 for this priceless collection of over 1,400 hours of these voices.
And it is like having a mini audio library. Yeah, like the Smithsonian. And in fact, the what is in the Pacifica Radio Archives, you heard Mark talk about it. There really isn't anything like it in the world. I mean, every time guests come to I come to the station, I always take them up to the archives. And I remember taking a group of Irish filmmakers up to the archives. In fact, they were the guys that did The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, and their eyeballs just got huge. But I took them into that back room, and they saw all of the reel-to-reel tapes, and they were like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen if this this history, this incredible history that isn't anywhere else in the world, disintegrates? Now, those of you who are listening right now, if you just pick up the phone and call us at 1-800-735-0230, you can help to save one of those tapes. And, you know, perhaps it is a tape of the Reverend Ralph Abernathy. Perhaps it is one of the Martin Luther King tapes. Perhaps it is one of the John Coltrane tapes. Perhaps it is, you know, some of the tapes reflecting the American Indian movement, reflecting the environmental movement. I mean, there's just an incredible treasure trove. But you know what, Mark? We need 21 more callers. I can't believe it. We need 21 more callers calling us at 800-735-0230. Are there three people in Southern California right now that could pick up the phone and call us? By the way, if you could put that on a credit card and pledge at the $500 level, you can gift one to an inner city school. You could gift one to the schools in Louisiana, in New York City, in the Deep South, in Washington, D.C., schools that are still segregated so many years after the Civil Rights Act, after the Voting Rights Act. Again, 800-735-0230. Do we have some callers on the... We've got one caller on the line.
All right, let's go. We can step that up. And, you know, Margaret was saying that these are valuable resource materials for our schools. These materials are in the California State University Los Angeles history classrooms right now. We're about to expand that program to many more universities across the country. But how wonderful would that be if you got two of these, you kept one for yourself to share with your friends and family, and gifted one to a school or university in your neighborhood? These are original source materials that people call us every day to use in their documentaries, in their books, in their university papers, their thesis papers. These are valuable recordings of these historical figures in their own words, Margaret. 1-800-735-0230 is the number. A $250 donation for this priceless collection of over 1,400 hours of the best from the Pacifica Radio Archive.
Yeah, and a lot of it material. They're adding new things as it's found all the time. If anybody out there can call and pledge at $1,000, and you can get four of these, and again, you could keep one and gift others. The holiday season is coming up. The archives, they do an incredible job of getting these things out quickly. They have them in-house. It is made in-house. So we can get them to you as soon as possible. The number is 800-735-0230. I'm making a last call for this material because we still need 21 people calling to meet our goal for each hour. So New York City, where are you? Houston, Texas, where are you? Washington, D.C., where are you? Beverly Hills, where are you? Palos Verdes, where are you? You know, Santa Barbara, where are you? South Pasadena, where are you? San Marino, Berkeley, California. Again, 800-735-0230. What I want to do now is to quickly move on. We're near to the top of the hour, and I still need, this is the last call. This is Margaret Prescott. Please don't break our hearts here at the Archives, the Pacifica Radio Archives, one of my favorite things to do. I love to fundraise for the Archives. I am so proud of the Archives because I know there isn't anything like it in the world. You could go to London, England. You could go to the Caribbean. You could go to Paris, France. You could go to Moscow. Wherever you go, you are not going to find anything like we have in the Pacifica Radio Archives. And I need, I think right now, about 19 more people calling. We can do that one caller at a time. We've got two phone lines that are open. I actually need 20 people calling, 800-735-0230. You know, I was talking, Mark Torres, I do want to get to one other clip, to my cousin Martha Prescott Noonan, who was one of the SNCC women just last night. And she was, I love listening to her because she just tells all of those stories and the danger that they sat in. And she was in a church once in Mississippi, surrounded by a bunch of white racists with weapons. Okay, and not knowing how they were going to get out. And it took her mother to actually get to RFK. I don't know how Martha's mother did it, but she did, to say, my daughter is in that church and you better get the federal government to go in and help out. The youth today are earning less than the previous generation. Our young people are in trouble, people. We need to give them the knowledge. We need to give them the tools. We need to make sure that they have the strategies needed to make their way forward. Let us not disappoint them. And what you can do is to call us at 800-735-0230. You could even just gift it to a school, a junior high school, a high school in some of those red states. 800-735-0230. We had a flurry of calls right now, but I think we still need, Mark, we still need about 17 callers to go. We have less than 10 minutes in which to do it. And you know, when I look at the tragedy of people even breathing while black and brown, the black woman with her nephew playing a game one night and was shot and killed through her window, a black man sitting in his own apartment, a police officer comes in, says, well, I thought it was my own apartment, shoots and kills him. I mean, this is the reality of it. Indigenous people now at Oak Flat who have begun fasting so that they could protect one of the most sacred sites for the Apache Nation, the environmental struggles that's going on, the world being in such trouble. People, we can't sit on our hands. Please, 800-735-0230. That's the very least you can do to get this material. It's a $250 pledge. Share it with everyone you know. I'm here with Mark Torres, our in-house historian. And Mark, I do want to at least have our listeners hear a little bit more from the Reverend Ralph Abernathy before we wrap things up here. But you got to keep calling. I still need 17 more people calling to meet the goal. And we can do it. We can do this in the next few minutes, Mark.
Okay, we have, I have some good news, Margaret. The good news is that we have a generous donor that has offered a $1,000 matching fund for the next 10 minutes.
Wow.
That just requires four people calling in at the $250 level to make that match, and then your money goes twice as far.
Double that money, $800. That's wonderful news indeed. Thank you, the angel who made that $1,000 match, but we only have right now 9.5 minutes in which to do it. So call 800-735-0230. And here's a fired up Reverend Ralph Abernathy telling us this is what we got to do, people.
There are one or two signs on this road to freedom which we must observe if we are truly to make this journey. And I wish to leave one or two of these signs with you as I go to my seat this evening. The first sign on the road to freedom says that where there is unity, there is strength. Unless we come together and bind ourselves together as one group, we will never be free in America. If the Negro would stand up 18 million strong along with the liberal white people of America today, we could win our freedom week after next. If we would decide that we are not going to pay to be segregated any longer, that we are not going to participate any longer in any forms of discrimination, I guarantee you we could win our freedom in America. We would come together and decide that we are not going to just sit down at a lunch counter somewhere, but we are going to sit down on America. We wouldn't have to sit down but a week and a half before some force and some power would come to our rescue. A few weeks ago, I was in San Francisco and I walked the picket line in front of Woolworth store, and my heart was made to bleed as I saw Negroes crossing the line going into Woolworths only to buy popcorn and ice cream, candy. And I said, no force in the world can free a people like this unless they are determined to win their own freedom. So in Pittsburgh, a young lady came up to me and she said to me, "Oh, I'm so much concerned about the plight of you people down in the South. And I hope that someday you will eventually get your rights. I'm very, very much concerned." And I looked at her, and her speech betrayed her because she had gotten a little proper brogue. But there was still something Mississippian about her sound. And I said to her, "How long have you been in Pittsburgh?" And she said, "Oh, well, begin to swallow." And said, well, "I've been here a year and a half now." And I said, "You think that you are in the land of promise here in Pittsburgh?" And she said, "Oh, yes, we have our freedom here. I'm trying to say to you this evening, my friends, as long as your face is black, I don't care whether you live in Boston, Massachusetts, or Chitlin' Switch, Alabama, you are just another Negro in America." I don't care how much money you have in your pocket, how many degrees you have, where you live, what kind of job you occupy. You are nothing but another Negro in America, all over America. And now I venture to say, as long as your skin is black, you are considered inferior all over the world. I said to Prime Minister Kwame Nkrumah a few months ago, the real problem for the black peoples of the world today is to lift the stigma off of black in the world.
Okay, the number to call, again, this is the last call. That's the Reverend Ralph Abernathy, is 800-735-0230. And we just, this is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. We need to raise another $4,650 in order to meet our goal. We had a goal of $6,000 per hour. We're offering up a thank you gift that is over 1,300 hours of content. The pledge level is $250. That is exactly the cost to save a reel-to-reel tape that could just deteriorate and fall apart, to digitize it so that that voice, the voice of the Reverend Ralph Abernathy, the voice of Rosa Parks, the voice of Paul Robeson, the voice of W.E.B. Du Bois, the voice of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, of Coretta Scott King, of Malcolm X, kept for the next seven generations. This is the last call. I know that we can do this. We've got 8 phone answers right there, right now. And if each of those 8 phone answers get a call right now, pledging at the $250 level, Mark Torres, that will really help us go such a long way towards the goal. And I don't want people to feel discouraged. I know that there's a lot going on right now. The nation, it seems, being torn apart, urban, rural, racially, but there's also hope. And there is so much hope in the material that you will get. You will hear the inspiration of Martin Luther King, the inspiration of the Reverend Ralph Abernathy, because people really don't want to be divided from each other. They don't want to be divided racially. People want to find the way to be with each other. And Mark, I was in a rural area recently, and the rural people, they don't want to be divided from those of us in urban areas either. 800-735-0230. Mark?
Yes, that's what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the Reverend Ralph Abernathy was doing there in 1968 with the Poor People's Campaign. They were unifying. They were finding common ground that we all share together. They were bringing communities together from poor whites to all the people of color, anybody who was poor. And that was a unifying effort that scared people. It worried people because right now we are living in a divisive world. There are forces that are dividing our communities. We need to relive that moment in 1968 where our leaders were bringing us together. That is the key for us to overcome our problems. It's not being divided.
Yeah, we're not going to do it in our separate silos. Those of us who believe in justice, and I love when Ralph Abernathy in that last clip, he talked about people being bombed, homes being bombed. Martin Luther King had been assassinated. 800-735-0230. But he says, as long as there's breath in my body, I'm going to fight for my people. And I'm saying the same thing. As long as there's breath in my body, I am going to fight for freedom. And part of that is supporting the Pacifica Radio Archives, 800-735-0230. We just need to raise another $2,300. We can do it. We got to go now to the next show. But Mark Torres, thank you so very much.
Thank you,
Margaret.
We
appreciate the archives. 800-735-0230.
But when we come together, I know we're better.
We're breaking away from our regular broadcast to help raise funds for the historic Pacifica Radio Archives, which holds the 60,000 tape history of Pacifica Radio going back to 1949. Be one of the 21 people needed to call in this hour to reach our goal and save this unrivaled audio collection. Call now and make a $250 donation, and we'll send you Pacifica's 1,200-hour collection of voices that change the world on one USB drive. This is the greatest and most comprehensive community radio audio collection in the world. Every donation you make helps restore another audio recording of the legends from our communities who've challenged our imaginations, inspired movements, and have themselves fought tirelessly for peace, equality, and justice for all. This drive contains unique Pacifica recordings with the legends of these movements, like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, Bob Dylan, Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta, Malcolm X, James Baldwin, Allen Ginsberg, Alan Watts, Fannie Lou Hamer, John Coltrane, Langston Hughes, Leonard Cohen, Maya Angelou, and so many others whose voices have changed the world. Your generous donation will make these recordings available to future generations. In the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., almost always the creative, dedicated minority has made the world better. Be part of that dedicated minority in a city of millions. Be one of the 21 who call in this hour. Call 1-800-735-0230 and make your $250 donation to help preserve this historic collection and receive your Encyclopedia of Sound gift.
You are listening to Pacifica Radio, building a better world since 1949. A two-day national broadcast fun drive heard on all 5 Pacifica stations. Our flagship station, KPFA 94.1 FM Berkeley, K248BR 97.5 FM Santa Cruz, KPFB 89.3 FM Berkeley, KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, KPFT 90.1 FM Houston, WBAI 99.5 FM New York City, and WPFW 89.3 FM Washington, D.C. All five Pacifica stations are coming together to support us in our efforts to preserve our priceless recorded history. On this day, you will not only hear the legacy voices of such luminaries as Shirley Chisholm, James Baldwin, Bob Dylan, Rosa Parks, Maya Angelou, and others. You will also hear original programs that are being created today that will become the archival gems of tomorrow. Please call 1-800-735-0230 to pledge your support for this endangered American treasure, or go online at supportpra.org. Your donation today helps us more than ever to do our work, preserving, digitizing, and caring for this historic collection since 1949.
Hi, this is Mitch Jezerich, host of Letters and Politics, heard throughout the Pacifica Radio Network, and I am encouraging you to donate now to support the storied Pacifica Radio Archives, which houses Pacifica's unique collection of recorded history since 1949. This collection is not just the legacy voices of such luminaries as James Baldwin, Rosa Parks, Langston Hughes, Maya Angelou, Allen Ginsberg, Alan Watts, and others. It's the programs that are being created today that will be the archival gems of tomorrow. So please call 1-800-735-0230. Call it now to show your support for the great work the Pacifica Radio Archives does to restore, digitize, and preserve this priceless collection. Again, that's 1-800-735-0230, or go to their secure online website, supportpra.org, and donate today. This is Mitch Jezerich, host of Letters and Politics, saying thank you for your generous donation.
Hi, this is Mark Torres, director of the Pacifica Radio Archives. Welcome everybody to our two-day special programming benefiting the Pacifica Radio Archives, where all five Pacifica stations are banding together to help support the efforts of the archives in preserving, digitizing, and restoring the storied history of Pacifica Radio, which goes back to 1949. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Mitch Jezerich, who is the host of Letters and Politics that originates at our flagship station, KPFA in Berkeley, California, which started it all in 1949, and he's heard throughout the Pacifica Network as well. Welcome, Mitch Jezerich, to this edition of our national broadcast to benefit the Pacifica Radio Archives.
Mark Torres, I am extremely excited to be a part of this National Day of Broadcast for the Archives. Does this mean that somehow I will end up in the archives myself?
Absolutely. You have several hundred shows. We're probably moving into the thousands of shows. I don't want to be overly complimentary, but
don't let me stop you.
You're one of the few shows that I enjoy listening to on the Pacifica Network.
Mark, this is my only shot at immortality, so let's not screw this up, man.
All right. Well, the interesting thing about the Pacifica Radio Archives is that not only do we have voices of such luminaries as James Baldwin and Rosa Parks and Langston Hughes, Maya Angelou, Allen Ginsberg, Alan Watts, and others, but as you say, the shows of today are going to become the gems, the archival gems of tomorrow. And it's really important that our community has a voice on our stations, because our history is something to learn from, but our present day is something that is going to be a historical reference point of tomorrow.
It is. I mean, sometimes people say the news of the day is the first draft of history. And I think the importance of Pacifica Radio is going and capturing the voices and the thoughts and the ideas of really some really incredible deep thinkers and activists and people that are always trying to push for a new world, and people who are oftentimes not highlighted by the mainstream media or any media at all. And that's the significance of having something like the Pacifica Radio Archives that even takes today's shows and starts to try to preserve them for the future, for, you know, a decade from now or two decades from now, or shoot, I mean, you're preserving things, Mark, from six decades ago. So, you know, with the work that the Pacifica Radio Archives does, it's really vital. And I don't think we had an archives back in the early 50s when the network was just starting off. You'll correct me on that if I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
But that has created just a tremendous amount of work for people like you, Mark, that have had to go through reel to reel tape. Like, you can't even get it on a computer, right? You gotta go to those old machines, and I'm sure even takes a lot of effort to keep them working. The reel to reel machines to play actual old tape. You have to preserve the tape. You have to.